I think the people that run the game should look at the January window, and we're now going to get through to the last couple of days of it, and that's when everybody starts doing it. So to have a month of it is just farcical, in my opinion. You know, they should just say, right, well, here's a week in January. There you go. We're not going to play the game the Saturday before or the Saturday after. Everybody knows it's a week, and you crack on with it then, and then there's all this distraction and interference for everybody involved in football, the supporters, the staff, the players. It gets sorted in a week. It makes it a whole lot better and a whole simple method rather than it being a long-winded, stupid jab thing, if you like. And then all of a sudden, Sky make a big programme out of the last day where everybody runs around like idiots to try and get deals done. It's when you put it like that, it's just stupid, isn't it? But hey-ho, that's something for the people that run the game to look at, because I'm sure there's loads of people that agree with me.
Logistically, would it be feasible to do it like that, do you think?
Why shouldn't it be? You look at the calendar and you say, right, in that week in January, we're not having a game on that Saturday, and we're not having a game on that Saturday, and you've got a whole week to... Because, you know, we've had it this time and we had it last time, where your players get distracted by it. Of course they do. Jordan Rose did, and Rudy Gestede does, and all the other teammates, and it's the same at other football clubs. That week there, everybody's got that week to get their business done, because... Go on then, go through all the deals that have been done so far leading up to now. How many? On one hand? Crazy.
You switching your phone off on Monday night, then, are you?
No, I'm going to have my phone on, aren't I? I'll be like every other manager, but, you know, we'll see what it brings eventually, you know. It does close.